just effing shoot them all. Verified Twitter accounts call for retribution. By Alim Bokhari on January 6, 2021. Twitter erupted in calls for retribution on Wednesday, as accounts bearing the social network stamp of approval, the blue verified checkmark, called for Trump supporters to be shot. In a comment to Breitbart News, Twitter said, "We'll continue to enforce our rules, including our policy against violent threats. Please just fucking shoot them all. Please," said Rod Blackhurst, a director who has worked on a number of titles for Netflix. "Hopefully they shoot them," said Andrew Theriault, the former director of data science for the Democratic National Committee, who also worked as data science manager for Facebook. "Shoot 'em like you all shoot us," said rapper Snow the Product, stage name of Claudia Alexandra Madriz Mesa. Eric Erickson, a conservative blogger and radio host who called Donald Trump a racist and fascist in 2016, also said that those involved in the discord at the Capitol should be shot. "Shoot the protesters. Waive the rules. Impeach. Waive the rules, convict. Waive the rules, deny the ability to run for election again," said Erickson. He later deleted the tweet. "Shoot them all," said Vincent Frank, a sports contributor for Forbes. "Shoot them," said Walter Salcido, host of a sports podcast on Spotify. "Shoot them. Shoot they ass police, what are y'all waiting on," said Charlie's James II, a former NFL player. "Arrest them, pepper spray them, shoot them. Do whatever you need to do," said Dan Buchholz, formerly a football player at Duquesne University. "Just shoot them all. Use those guns. That's what they are there for, not to kill innocent black people sleeping in their homes," said Brian Yombao, a fashion blogger and socialite. "These white supremacist terrorists, and let's be clear, that is what they are, have faced zero consequences at any point. Shoot them," said BJ Mendelson, an author and activist. "I'd maybe they should shoot them," said Ultimately, a musician with over 170,000 followers on Spotify. Twitter censored the president during the summer for allegedly suggesting that Antifa and Black Lives Matter aligned rioters could be shot. At the time, President Trump's team claimed that his comment, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts," was merely a reflection that violence often follows theft. Twitter said the tweet glorified violence and censored it. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.